Welcome, everyone, to another episode of The Leadership Drip. I'm your host, Clay Green, and today we have a fantastic topic to dive into. We'll be exploring the 7 essential steps to making strategic decisions that drive results. So, grab a cup of coffee, sit back, unless you're driving, then sit up, hands at 2 and 10, and let's jump right into this. In today's fast-paced world and competitive business environment, making strategic decisions that drive results is crucial for success. So, what are these 7 steps that can significantly impact organizational success? Let's break them down. The crucial first step in any strategic decision-making process, clearly defining the objective. So, why is it so imperative to clearly define the objective before making any strategic decisions? Well, let's break it down. Imagine you're on a road trip without a destination in mind. You're just driving aimlessly, unsure of where you're going to go or why. Now, think about that in the context of decision making. Without a clear objective, your decisions can become just as aimless and directionless. When we are moving forward on setting our strategic decisions, remember the importance of setting SMART objectives. That's specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. Let's delve into each aspect. First, specificity. Your objective should be crystal clear. Vague goals lead to ambiguous decisions. It's like saying you just want to go on vacation without a specific destination. Be precise about what you want to achieve. Say, I'm going to Disneyland. Next, measurability. The objective should be quantifiable so that you can track the progress and the success. If your goal is to increase sales, specify the percentage of the units that you want to sell. This allows you to gauge just how closely you are to reaching your objective. Now, attainability. While it's crucial to dream big, setting unrealistic goals can lead to frustration and disappointment. Your objective should be challenging, yet within reach. It's about finding that sweet spot between ambition and achievability. Moving on to relevance. Your objective should align with your overall mission and goals. If your decision doesn't contribute to the bigger picture, it might be time to reconsider. This is about ensuring that your efforts are directed towards what truly matters. Last but not least, it needs to be time-bound. Setting a deadline creates a sense of urgency and helps in prioritizing tasks. It prevents procrastination and keeps you focused on achieving your goal within the reasonable time frame. Now that you've covered the elements of a SMART objective, let's talk about the practical implications. How does this apply to your everyday decision-making and whether you, your career, or personal life? When you're faced with a decision, take a moment to define the objectives using the SMART criteria. Ask yourself, is it specific? Is it measurable? Is it attainable? Is it relevant? And is it time-bound? By doing this, you're not only bringing clarity to your decision-making process, but also enhancing the likelihood of a successful outcome. It's like having a GPS for your career decisions, ensuring that you're on the right path and achieving the goals that you set in place. Step 2 of our strategic decision-making series is gathering relevant information. Step 2 is going to be gathering relevant information. Step 2 emphasizes the need to conduct thorough research, gather data, and seek input from various sources. We're talking about market research reports, customer feedback, industry trends, and expert opinions. Imagine you're embarking on a journey and your destination is a successful strategic decision. The information that you gather along the way is like your compass, having you navigate through the complexities of the business landscape. Market research reports are often a goldmine of valuable insights. They provide a snapshot of the current market conditions, helping you understand industry dynamics, potential opportunities, and emerging threats. Customer feedback, on the other hand, offers a direct line to the heartbeat of your audience. Think about it. The customers are the lifeblood of your business. Their opinions, preferences, and experiences can eliminate blind spots and guide you towards decisions that resonate with your target market. Now, let's not forget about industry trends. Staying ahead of the curve is essential in today's fast-paced world. By keeping a finger on the pulse of the industry trends, you position yourself to adapt and innovate, ensuring your strategies remain relevant and effective. And what about expert opinions? Seeking insights from industry experts can provide a broader perspective and valuable context. Sometimes, an external viewpoint can challenge your assumptions and spark new ideas. So how can you practically apply this step in your decision-making process? Start by identifying the key sources of information relevant to your decision. Create a roadmap for gathering the data, setting milestones along the way. Next, leverage technology to streamline your research process. Automation tools, data analytics, and artificial intelligence, or AI, can help sift through the vast amounts of information, allowing you to focus on the most critical insights. But remember, it's not just about quantity, it's about quality. Ensure the information that you're gathering is accurate, up-to-date, and aligns with your strategic objectives. Step 3 involves taking a closer look at the various options and alternatives that align with our defined objectives. It's not just about having choices, it's about choosing the best one. And to do that, we need to employ some analytical tools and techniques. One such technique that decision makers find incredibly useful is the SWOT analysis. Basically, SWOT standing for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. This method allows us to assess the internal and external factors that might influence each alternative. Imagine you're standing at a crossroads and you have different paths that you can take. Each path represents an alternative and potential solution to your decision. Now let's break down the SWOT analysis a little bit further. Strengths. What are the inherent advantages of each option? These could be unique features, resources, or expertise that set a particular alternative apart. Weaknesses. On the flip side, there are drawbacks or limitations of each option. Identifying those weaknesses is crucial to understanding the potential challenges. Your opportunities. What external factors could positively impact the success of each alternative? Are there market trends, emerging technologies, or other opportunities that can be leveraged? And finally, threats. Conversely, what external factors pose a risk to the success of each alternative? This could include competitive regulatory changes or other potential roadblocks. In addition to the SWOT analysis, another invaluable tool in the evaluation toolbox is the cost-benefit analysis. This involves weighing the pros and the cons of each alternative in terms of cost and benefits. It helps us answer the question, is the potential gain worth the investment? Let's consider an example. Say you're trying to decide between two job offers. Job A offers a higher salary, but it requires longer commute. Job B has a slightly lower salary, but it's much closer to your home. By conducting a cost-benefit analysis, you can quantify the financial and non-financial aspects of each option. How much time and money will you spend commuting to job A? What's the value of your time? What about the convenience of being closer to your house with job B? Now, the beauty of this evaluation process is that it provides the decision maker with a clearer picture of the potential outcomes of each alternative. It's not about making a choice blindly. It's about making an informed decision based on a thorough analysis of the options that you have at hand. In step 4, our strategic decision-making journey, considering short-term and long-term impacts, some decisions may bring immediate benefits but could spell trouble down the road. On the flip side, other choices might require sacrifices in the short term but pave the way for sustainable growth and success in the long run. Now let's break this down a little bit. When faced with a decision, it's crucial to evaluate its potential effects on various aspects of your life, business, and organization. Think about your financials. What's the immediate impact on your budget? How might this decision influence your financial health in the years to come? Consider your resources. Are you depleting them rapidly for a quick win? Or are you investing strategically for a future abundance? Reputation is another key factor. It takes time to build trust, but it can crumble in an instant. How might your decisions affect the reputation in the short term and perhaps more importantly in the long term? And let's not forget about overall organizational strategy. Does your decision align with your long-term goals, or is it a detour that could lead you astray? As someone who's been down the strategic decision-making road, I can attest that this step requires a certain level of foresight and patience. It's about playing the long game, understanding that sometimes the best decisions are the ones that don't offer immediate rewards, but you set the stage for the lasting success. So, how can we practically apply this in our lives? Well, first, take a moment to zoom out. Look beyond the immediate effects and consider the ripple effect of your decision. Ask yourself, will this choice serve me well in the future to come? Will it contribute to the growth and the well-being over a long period of time? Second, weigh the short-term sacrifices against the potential long-term gains. It's a balancing act, and finding the equilibrium requires careful consideration. What might seem like a setback today could very well be the stepping stone to a brighter tomorrow. Strategic decision-making is a reminder that foresight is our ally. By considering both short and long-term impacts, we position ourselves to make a decision that aligns with our goals and values, fostering a path to sustained success. And step 5, involving the stakeholders. You might be wondering, why do we need to involve the stakeholders in the decision-making process? Well, truth is, strategic decisions don't just affect the executive team or the board. They have a ripple effect across the entire organization, even beyond its borders. The importance of considering various stakeholders, which is the employees, customers, suppliers, and investors. These are the entities that are impacted by the decisions we make, and involving them is more than just a courtesy. It's a strategic move in itself. Now, involving stakeholders, it isn't just about sending out a memo or conducting a survey. It's about engaging them in a meaningful way. Seeking their input and their feedback brings diverse perspectives to the table. After all, your employees on the ground may see things differently than your board of directors, and your customer might have insights that your executive team hasn't even considered. But why does this matter? Well, involving stakeholders isn't just about getting a variety of options or opinions. It's about building consensus. It's about fostering a sense of ownership in the decisions that are going to be made. When people feel heard and valued, they're more likely to support and champion the decisions that come out of the process. Effective communication is the key to this step. Effective communication is key in this step. You can't just involve the stakeholders for the sake of ticking a box. You need to keep them informed throughout the process. Explain the rationale behind the decisions and address any concerns that they may have. It's about transparency and building trust. And let's not forget about the collaboration. Involving stakeholders isn't a one-time event. It's an ongoing process. By collaborating with them, you tap into the wealth of knowledge and experience that can enhance the implementation of decisions. Whether it's your suppliers offering innovative solutions or your investors providing financial insights, collaboration can be a game changer. Step 6 is to implement the decision. It may sound straightforward, but the devil is in the details. Implementation is where the rubber meets the road, where your strategic decision transforms into action. So, how are you to ensure a smooth and effective implementation process? First things first, develop a detailed plan. That is the key. This plan should outline the specific steps required to execute the decision successfully. Think of it as your roadmap. It should leave no room for ambiguity. Break down the tasks, set milestones, and establish a clear sequence of actions. Assigning responsibilities is another critical aspect. Who is responsible for what? Clearly defining your roles ensures accountability and prevents confusion. Allocate resources accordingly to support the plan. Whether it's financial, human, or technological resources, make sure each element is in place. Communication is the glue that holds everything together. Make sure that all stakeholders are aware of the decision and understand their roles. Clear communication minimizes the risk of misunderstandings and promotes a unified approach. It's about creating a shared understanding and commitment to the implementation process. Let's not forget about timing. Establish a realistic timeline for the implementation. This sets expectations and allows for efficient monitoring. Speaking of which, regular monitoring and evaluation are crucial. Track progress, identifying bottlenecks, and be ready to make adjustments as needed. Flexibility is the key in implementation phase. Now I know it might seem a little bit overwhelming, but remember, implementation is where the magic happens. It's the bridge between planning and the results. Stay focused, stay committed, and be prepared to adapt. Your ability to implement decisions effectively will determine the success of your strategic initiatives. Finally, step 7 is all about taking a step back and assessing the impact of your decisions. First things first, celebrate your success. It's crucial to acknowledge the positive outcomes that have resulted from your decisions. This isn't just about patting yourself on the back. It's about recognizing the hard work that worked well and understanding why. Celebrating success isn't just about the moment of joy. It's about distilling the elements that contributed to the success so you can replicate them in the future. On the flip side, we also need to acknowledge failures. Failure isn't a roadblock, it's a stepping stone. Embracing failure with an open mind allows us to learn valuable lessons. It's not about assigning blame, but about understanding what went wrong and why. Remember, the most successful people and organizations have encountered failures. It's about how they bounce back and learn from them that made the difference. So how do we go about the evaluation process? It involves a careful analysis of the results against the defined objectives. Take a moment to reflect on what you set out to achieve with your decisions and compare them to the actual outcomes, what went as planned, and what veered off course. Next, identify the lessons learned. This step is about gleaning insights from the entire decision-making process. What could have been done differently? What unexpected challenges arose? And how were they addressed? These insights become the building blocks for refining future decision-making processes. Continuous evaluation and learning from strategic decisions is a key component of adaptability. The business landscape is constantly changing, and by embracing a mindset of continuous improvement, organizations can stay ahead of the curve. It's not just about surviving, it's about thriving in the face of challenges. In conclusion, effective strategic decisions are the backbone of organizational success. By following these 7 steps, clearly defining the objectives, gathering relevant information, evaluating alternatives, considering short-term and long-term impacts, involving stakeholders, implementing the decision, and evaluating and learning from your outcomes, you can enhance the strategic decision-making process. Remember, making strategic decisions is an art that can be mastered with practice and continuous improvement. It's about steering your ship in the right direction, adapting to the changing winds, and ultimately reaching the shores of success. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Leadership Drip. If you found today's discussion valuable, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and please leave us a review. Stay tuned for more insightful conversations on leadership and business. Until next time, I'm Clay Green, and I'll catch you leaders on the next episode.